This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In the Senate of the United States today, Republicans were able to filibuster an amendment to the gun control bill that's making its way through Congress. This one would have expanded the types of gun sales requiring background checks. Purchases at gun shows would have been included in the new rules. It would also have covered gun sales online. And as Marketplace's David Gura reports, that market has been booming the past couple of years.
Say I want to buy a Smith & Wesson M&P.
A small 9mm pistol. It's a low-capacity, 7-round magazine.
Patrick Shearer's got one for sale. He lives in Northern Virginia. He could go to a gun show or a dealer, but Shearer is using ArmsList, a website, he says, that's like Craigslist, full of classified ads, but for guns. It's one of the biggest online marketplaces for firearms. Roy Huntington edits American Handgunner magazine. He says sites like ArmsList took off after eBay banned gun sales more than a decade ago.
I don't have any numbers on it, but it's a huge presence in the marketplace.
There are sites for selling guns and trading guns. There are online auction sites just for guns. It seems the convenience of the web is not just for books and clothing. Garen Wintemute runs the Violence Prevention Research Program at UC Davis.
I think in some limited sense, online sales could make gun shows obsolete.
He says that at any given time, sites like ArmsList have tens of thousands of guns for sale.
Online, I don't need to wander around a building looking for what I want. I can search for it specifically without leaving my chair.
And when Patrick Shearer finds someone interested in that Smith & Wesson pistol, that transaction will take place in private.
Just like I would if I was going to sell something on Craigslist. We meet in a neutral spot that's convenient for both of us.
Shearer says he does more than what Virginia law requires. He asks for two forms of ID, and he makes the buyer fill out a bill of sale. But as with all online sales, no background check is required. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.